From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is still working to secure enough votes for passage of sweeping changes to health care. She needs 216, and right now, Democratic leaders appear to be short. Pelosi is meeting with some House Democrats this morning on Capitol Hill in hopes of securing their backing ahead of a vote by week's end. And as NPR's Mara Liasson reports, President Obama is pushing ahead with his one-on-one lobbying efforts as well.
Press Secretary Robert Gibbs said the president is not offering any members a quid pro quo, not even a promise of campaigning for them in the fall if they vote yes. And Gibbs said that if the House decides to use a procedure called deem and pass, that would deem the Senate bill passed once House members vote on a bill outlining rules for debate, it would count as a yes or no vote on the health care bill itself.
You're going to have a vote count that constructs not the process for the rule, but where you are on health care.
Gibbs says the president is making steady progress on the bill as he talks to one member at a time, answering their concerns and telling them why the Democrats need to push his signature issue over the finish line now. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Members of Congress will be hearing again today from the top American commander overseeing the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. General David Petraeus testifies before the House Armed Services Committee. As NPR's Tom Bowman reports, Petraeus told senators yesterday while he expects to remove thousands of troops from Iraq as scheduled later this year, 2010 could still be a difficult one in Afghanistan.
Besides fighting the Taliban, a key part of U.S. strategy in Afghanistan is creating enough Afghan soldiers and police to take over the security job from the Americans. But there just aren't enough trainers to increase the size of the Afghan force. Petraeus told senators NATO countries have committed about half the number of trainers they've pledged. So some U.S. military officers say the Pentagon may be forced to send more trainers to Afghanistan. Already, the U.S. troop commitment there is slated to rise to 100,000 by this summer. Petraeus offered a more upbeat view on Iraq. U.S. troops are on track to drop from 97,000 to 50,000 by August. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
The mayor of Fargo, North Dakota, says yes, the Red River's rising, but he says it could be worse.
Things are not as bad as we've seen it in the past, and that's a good sign for all of us.
Sandbagging operations are continuing in Fargo and in neighboring Moorhead, Minnesota. That's ahead of Saturday's expected crest of the Red River, about 20 feet above flood stage. Wall Street is coming off a positive day for stocks following upbeat comments about the U.S. economy from the Federal Reserve. Fed policymakers signaled that interest rates will remain low for some time. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 44 points. The Nasdaq gained 16. This is NPR News from Washington. The latest look at inflation pressures in the U.S. economy is due out later today. The Labor Department releases numbers on wholesale prices for February. Economists are expecting a slight drop in prices. The Obama administration's Mideast envoy, George Mitchell, is delaying his trip to the region. This, as Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says, she's still waiting for proof that Israel is committed to a peace process. Still, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, Clinton is brushing aside suggestions that U.S.-Israeli relations are in crisis.
Secretary Clinton says that U.S. and Israeli officials are having what she described as intense talks over steps that Israel could take to show that it's committed to a peace process with the Palestinians. She said the U.S. was dismayed by the Israeli announcement last week of a housing project in East Jerusalem. Despite that criticism, Clinton said that she does not think ties between the U.S. and Israel are in danger.
We have an absolute commitment to Israel's security. We have a close, unshakable bond between the United States and Israel and between the American-Israeli people.
Israel's ambassador to the U.S. has said that relations have hit a 35-year low, but Clinton says she's not buying that. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke heads to Capitol Hill today. He's expected to tell House lawmakers that Senate efforts to weaken the Fed's supervision of the nation's banks is a bad idea. In prepared remarks obtained by the Associated Press, Bernanke says decisions on interest rates are guided in part by information the Fed develops as a regulator. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.